The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining me today is a special guest, which I'll announce in a moment. But Janet is, I think, taking today off. We are broadcasting live, and we hope you all have a wonderful Labor Day. My special guest is Dr. Michael Arendt. He's a chiropractor, and we're going to be talking about chiropractic to some extent. But beforehand, I just want to mention a few things. Just a reminder that this radio show is sponsored by Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And what makes them unique is if you need any lab test from any lab, they'll do it for you. They'll draw the blood, send it wherever it needs to go. In contrast to a Quest or a LabCorp drawing center where they're only going to use their own labs. So the reason that's important, there are a lot of tests you can have done that aren't performed by Quest or LabCorp, give you a lot of information that you might hear us talk about on the show or the seminars we give about that. So we hope you'll consider coming to Advanced Medical Testing Centers. If you'd like to, oh, by the way, just bring an order form from your physician, and if you don't have that, you can come anyway, and we can order it for you over at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Their phone number is 754-216-2332, and they're conveniently located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. It's just a couple blocks east of University Drive. And by the way, they have a website. It's amtcenters.com. It's an easy one to remember. Our radio show has a website, naturaldocradio.com. When you go to that, you can hear all these programs we have archived on that website. So in case you want to hear something that you missed or rehear something or tell a friend to listen in, that's the place to go, naturaldocradio.com. And if you're traveling, that's a good way to listen to it. Don't forget to... If you're in your car and listening to it locally, that's fine. But you can also get it on iHeartRadio, for example, at WWNN 1470. Now, we've set up a special phone number. If any of you listeners have a question, a comment, a concern, anything, you can give this number a call and leave that message, and we'll get to it the next program. And that's 954-338-7313. And last but not least, I think the Institute of Advanced Medicine, that's where we practice, is unique for many reasons, but I think one of the reasons that helps the healthcare consumer is the fact that we try to take as many insurances as possible. Because I know a lot of the practices out there that have this type of practice don't take insurance. So, we do that in order to make it available to as many people as possible, because this is really the way to go if you're really concerned about staying healthy. And I know our listeners are. The vast majority of people think just because they feel good, they're healthy, and they're not sick until the doctor says you need to be in a hospital. And that's what our program is going to be about today. You know, I mention that often. Just because you feel good doesn't mean you're healthy or doesn't mean you're not sick. And that's the whole point, identifying problems before they make you sick or before you realize you have a problem. And that's why lab testing is so important. And shortly we'll be discussing that same concept in the context of chiropractic. Just because you have no pain doesn't mean you don't have a problem. Now, there was an article published. I'm sure many of you like to read Dr. Mercola's website. And he was talking about back pain. And he said many people who have back pain think, oh, they just got it because they bent over the wrong way. And he made an interesting observation, and I'm sure our guests will probably agree with that, that there was something that happened before that that sort of predisposed you to that. It didn't just happen that moment, but we'll get to that. But before we do, there was a very interesting report that came out, and I'm sure most of you are available, you know what GMOs are by now. I think hopefully more and more people do, although believe it or not, there are some people that still don't know what it is. Why would that be? I'm just trying to think. Because where would they hear about it? You know, I never hear it mentioned on mainstream, no. On television, on radio. So they must be either listening to radio shows like this, or they're going on the internet and hopefully educating themselves about things. But isn't it interesting that it's never mentioned? But here's the highlight. With nearly 90% of U.S. corn crops now genetically modified. Isn't that interesting how Monsanto has taken over the whole food industry when it comes to corn, at least, and also soy in this country.
Right.
And there are many other crops that are involved. But as the demand for genetically free food, genetically modified free or GMO free, companies are now having to import non-GMO corn to keep up with the demand. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Why was one company even allowed to take over the whole industry like that? So the report here goes on to say, obtaining high-quality, chemical-free food that's actually grown in the U.S., not just sold here, remains a challenge. And increasingly, so as much of the so-called food grown in U.S. soil today is patented. You know, they did the same thing when I heard, see the word patented. They did the same thing with drugs. You have all these natural products that work really well, from the supplements you hear everybody talking about. They can't be patented because they're natural. From the bioidentical hormones, they can't be patented because they're natural. But the drug companies, and here the food companies, are taking over the food supply, and they're patenting it. They're genetically engineering the food supply, and many people call it imitation food. And the latest data show that as far as the availability of non-GMO organic corn is concerned, as much as 90% of what's being sold in grocery store shelves in the U.S. actually comes from overseas. I mean, that's 90% of the non-GMO. In other words, you can't get it in this country, and that's a shame. The other thing you have to know about GMO foods, Monsanto has made the seeds infertile. In other words, the farmers have to go back to Monsanto every year to buy the seeds to plant their crops, whereas before they used to be able to get the seeds from the previous year and use them up for the next season. So why did they do this? Well, the what they sold the farmers on was that they'll be able to use their pesticide, glyphosate, also known as Roundup, and you can spray the whole crops, you know, everything, and the crops will be resistant to it, and it's you're going to save money on the pesticides and everything. But it really hasn't worked out that way, because number one, the farmers have to buy the seeds every year. Number two, the weeds are becoming resistant to Roundup, so they have to buy more of that every year. And I think most importantly, as the public realizes what they've done, they don't want any part of it. They don't want genetically modified organisms for two reasons. One is, we don't really know the effects of these changes that they've made to the structure of the food. But I think the other equally important consideration is, these crops are inundated with these toxic chemicals that are killing off the weeds. because they don't have to be careful. They spray the whole crop, and these are resistant to the weed killers. And then you're consuming those foods that have been heavily sprayed. So here it says the demand for non-GMO organic corn has far outpaced domestic availability, which is also increasingly the case for many other fruit crops. As the general public wakes up to the fact that we've all been lied to about what's being sold to us as food, virtually every processed food item sold in the U.S. today contains unlabeled GMOs, which have been linked to causing cancer and other chronic diseases. The demand for clean food, the way nature intended it, is skyrocketing. Now, it's interesting. There are the Congress, the FDA have all been bought off to allow this to be sold in this country. There aren't any studies showing the safety of these products. In fact, the studies that have been done with laboratory animals show that connection, damaging organs in the body, causing cancer, infertility. I mean, you think of the problem. It's related to GMOs, including probably a lot of neurologic diseases. Here's something. Data compiled by the Organic Trade Association and Pennsylvania State University show that most organic corn sold in the U.S. currently comes from Romania, where 50 communes and four cities have declared themselves to be GMO-free, and that's according to GMO Free Europe. Now, by the way, Europe doesn't allow GMO foods. Other countries from which the U.S. import organic corn today include Turkey, the Netherlands, Canada, Argentina, and India. Now, think about it. How come we're using GMO foods here in all these countries? Are they just so much smarter than us? No, it's just that Monsanto hasn't bought them off yet. And that's what happens. They buy off the politicians, and then the politicians just look the other way. A considerable portion of these organic corn imports are used as feed for chickens and cows because they have to, in order to be raised and certified organic, you got to get the organic or the GMO-free foods. Naturally, this food costs more to obtain, not only because it has to be imported, but also because of its scarcity. And, that's created problems. So the U.S. remains the world's top grower of corn and soybeans, but most of it is of GMO origin, which more and more people want to avoid. And I think the listeners already know about this. And it's very difficult to avoid it. Think about it. There hasn't been passed yet, but it's in Congress waiting to be voted on, a bill that prevents the labeling of foods to let the public know that they're genetically modified. Now, why should that be? Here's good news, though. The organic sector in general in the U.S. is increasing at a rate of 10% annually. That means the demand for organic foods is increasing, which is about three times the growth rate of the overall food market. So that's good news because farmers are going to be forced to switch over to growing organic because that's where the demand is. People want non-GMO and chemical-free foods, and that's why that's growing. So how do you make sure you're avoiding GMOs? You got to buy organic whenever you can. So if we don't keep up as consumers, you see, this is how the changes are made. We as consumers apparently don't have any power at the ballot box because we vote, and then the special interests come in and pay off the politicians, and they do whatever they want. But we do have power of the purse. If we don't buy the food, they're going to be forced to switch, and that's what's happening. When you go to the stores, keep buying organic. I know it's a little bit more money, but as one radiologist once told me, it's a lot cheaper than chemotherapy. And keep up the good work buying organic. Remember, GMOs probably should be avoided as much as possible. And, if they want us to eat genetically modified foods, show us the studies that prove its safety. Haven't been done. I hear music again, which means it's time for a break. When we come back, We'll be speaking with our guest, Dr. Michael Aaron, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Music means we're back from our break. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. Janet is off today, but our guest is Dr. Michael Arendt. He's a chiropractor for over 30 years, and I'm going to turn the microphone over to him because he wants to make a few statements. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me, Dr. Slavin. I know that perhaps to give patients more of a thorough understanding of what chiropractic is about, maybe we'll go into a little bit of history. How did it develop? How was it discovered? Where was it discovered? Chiropractic is an American healthcare profession. It was discovered in 1895 in Davenport, Iowa. There was a doctor by the name of D.D. Palmer, and he had a patient by the name of Harvey Lillard, who was a janitor in the building he worked in. The man had become deaf 17 years ago or previous, and he was bending over doing some chores, and he heard a snap in his neck. And right after that snap in his neck occurred, he lost his hearing. And he had been that way for 17 years.
I just want to interrupt for a second. This is in 1895 or thereabouts.
1895, yes, sir.
What was that person who discovered chiropractic in 1895 doing before that?
He was a physician using magnetic healing. He was a magnetic healer.
Okay. When you say physician, a medical doctor?
No, he was not a medical doctor. Back in those days, I don't know that the degrees were the same.
Okay, because they didn't have chiropractic yet.
No, absolutely.
Because they hadn't been discovered yet.
Right.
And but, you know, it's interesting. Let's go back to that time.
Sure.
They might have had MD degrees because they had a few schools that graduated doctors,
surgery,
but they didn't have much to offer patients. Basically, it was surgery. If someone, you know, if you were injured, they had to amputate the leg.
Right.
Remember, they didn't have antibiotics. They didn't have IV fluids.
Right. They basically had anesthetics, sharp instruments, and methodologies.
1895, they would have had some anesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And so surgery was the major thing that the doctors probably would have been doing. If you got sick from other things, they probably recommended fresh air, just eat healthy foods. I'm not even sure at that point if they had recognized the importance of washing hands and the bacteria. It had been discovered, but I'm not sure how widely used it was to prevent infections, because we know that wasn't until many years later that the incidence of infections declined with better sanitation and nutrition and things like that.
Absolutely.
So this was the patient felt something snap in his neck and his hearing disappeared right away.
Yes, and he suffered that way for 17 years. When he told that story to Dr. Palmer, Dr. Palmer asked if he could examine him. He did. He felt his spine. He felt around the neck and hearing area and felt a bone was out of place right under the brainstem. So he asked Mr. Lillard if he could put that bone back into the right position. He had the patient lie on his side. He gently pressed the bone back into the right position. He heard a little bit of a snap again, and the guy got his hearing back immediately. So Dr. Palmer knew there was something to this about the spinal vertebra, the nervous system, and how it affected the body. And he started to develop the discipline of chiropractic care.
Now, I think there probably a lot of skeptics when they hear that story.
This is a mild word, yeah.
No, and I agree that the proper alignment of the spinal column is important. I'm not sure about the disappearance of hearing and the reappearance just by a little adjustment. Have you ever seen that happen in your personal practice?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
For example, in
33 years, I have seen literally miracles happen in the office. There was one patient I had. As a matter of fact, before I give you some anecdotal history and talk about patients, let me talk about something you just brought up, which was the relationship between chiropractic care and organ malfunction or symptomatic discovery and remission right away. In the early 1960s, there was a PhD at the University of Colorado. His name was Dr. Chung Ha Su. He did research, and his specialty was spinal biomechanics. He was not a chiropractor. He was not a medical doctor. He was a spinal biomechanical PhD. His research showed, up until that point, most people believed that nerves either functioned or they didn't. It was like an on-off switch, like a light switch. If the nerves were working properly, they worked at 100%. If there was a problem with a nerve, it shut down by 100%. Dr. Su found out with his research that that was not the case, that a little bit of pressure, either through direct means from a vertebra or from hydraulic means through swollen tissue, if 2 grams of pressure were exerted on that nerve root, the nerve would shut down by 60%, kind of like a dimmer on a light switch. So it was not an all or none kind of principle as previously believed. This led us to be able to prove that chiropractic could affect nerve root function. Now, what happens in the body? There's a hierarchy. The brain controls every cell, every tissue, every organ, right? We have complete control and coordination of our entire bodies by the brain. How does the brain get to talk to each nerve, each tissue, each organ? The telephone lines, if you will, are the spinal nerve roots. And as we travel down the spinal cord, the nerve roots get bigger and branch out and go to more areas. For example, somebody who has shoulder and arm pain would more likely have either a direct injury to the shoulder or arm or pinch a nerve in the neck that gives rise to all those nerves that go into this huge relay area called the brachial plexus or the top of your shoulder and then branch off and go all the way down to your fingertips.
Now, what you're referring to there is referred pain, and that's recognized by mainstream medicine as well.
Absolutely.
I think the chiropractic was guilty of the same thing doctors that would talk about chelation therapy, is that they claimed it would cure so many different problems. But that's true, because when you have a malalignment of the spine, it can affect every part of the body. Just like if you have an accumulation of toxic heavy metals, it's going to cause a lot of symptoms. So, yes, these approaches can help a lot of different ailments. You see, mainstream medicine is, their concept is one symptom, one drug. So
absolutely,
for every symptom, you
absolutely
have a drug for it. We're here, we're more or less addressing the underlying cause of the problem. In the case of chelation therapy, it's accumulation of toxic heavy metals and also the lack of various nutrients, because we use both in chelation therapy, and with chiropractic, It's correcting a malalignment of the spine. Is there anything else chiropractic does besides putting the spine in proper alignment?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I think in 33 years of practice, I think the areas that I specialized in were really, most patients would come in because of back pain or neck pain.
Like an acute injury.
Yes. You know, doc, well, I don't know what happened. All I did was bend over the sink to brush my teeth, and all of a sudden I got this lightning bolt in my back. Well, that's been a problem that's been waiting to happen. That was his last straw. He could have had a football injury when he was a teenager. Now the problem's occurring when he's 35 years old because that condition caught up to him. It wasn't that he bent over the sink to brush his teeth. That was just his last straw.
And that's why preventive chiropractic is very important because, like Dr. Mike just said, that was the last straw. That's not when it happened.
Right.
There were things leading up to it. Just like when you're diagnosed with an illness, it didn't just happen the day of diagnosis. It's been leading up to for a long time.
Absolutely. Some conditions can be brewing in your body for 20 years before they become clinically evident.
So you can correct that. We're going to talk a little bit more about this during the rest of the program, but the reason I work with Dr. Mike, I had observed lots of people going for hip replacements and knee replacements because the joints were just wearing out. Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly, that's only been in the last 25 years that's been the treatment because they didn't have that approach before that. I just wondered, did we find more people with hip and knee problems? Is it becoming a bigger problem? Or because we have something we can make money on, more people are getting surgery that might do better or just as well without the surgery. So I said to Dr. Mike, I said, let's look at people and see if we can prevent the degeneration of these joints so they don't need that surgery.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that is happening as we get older, we're living in a time of incredible technological information, and the medical profession and especially surgeons have advanced their discipline by, you know, God knows how many things. We are living longer, and therefore our bodies are going that distance, and things that would not have occurred to a 60-year-old are now occurring to a lot of 80-year-olds. A lot of people who are baby boomers are now having joints wear out a little bit quicker from previous injuries, from bad posture, from being overweight, from previous injuries or accidents. I mean, there's 1,000 ways to get on that bus.
I wonder if lack of exercise may be playing a role because we're more sedentary.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Than ever before. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe when you used to be active and you were either working on a farm or you had to walk to work, especially here in Florida, who walks anymore? You have to, you walk to your car and then you walk into the store. You know, it's
right.
Just
taking your bicycle on these roads is taking your life in your hands.
So what happens is the muscles become weaker and therefore joints become less stable and you can wear them out more quickly.
Absolutely. And with the advent of fast food and quicker lifestyles, more people are overweight and more sedentary, and that leads to trouble.
But I have to tell you that I think I've witnessed where people were getting unnecessary surgery. I'll give you an example. Someone I used to see at Starbucks all the time, he said to me he's going for knee replacements.
Uh-huh.
And he walked, you know, he wasn't walking normally and everything. But I said, do your knees hurt? He said, no. So I said, why are you going for surgery? You know, the doctor said, I need surgery. You know, it just didn't make any sense to me that because the only indication for either a hip replacement or a knee replacement in a context of wear and tear arthritis on the joint is pain
Absolutely.
Relief as an alternative to taking pain medication all the time, for example. But if you don't have pain, why do it? And everybody thinks surgery is going to be the end all and cure all. There are risks associated with surgery,
Absolutely.
Too. I mean, they do a lot of these procedures, and I have to say probably in the majority of them, everything turns out fine.
Mm-hmm.
But there are instances when I see bad results, too.
Absolutely.
But I think we have to take a break, so we'll talk about that bad result when we come back. And this is all the more reason why you want to try and do everything you can to prevent the need for surgery. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. My guest today is Dr. Michael Arendt, and we'll be back right after this.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Slavin, you're listening to Natural Doc Radio. My guest today is Dr. Michael Arendt. And before we get back to our conversation, I want to remind our listeners, we have a special seminar coming up this Wednesday starting at 7 p.m. at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. We're going to be talking about breast cancer, everything you need to know to make the right decision when it comes to how to prevent it, maybe how to go about making the right diagnosis, ideas on treatments, but this is the information you're not going to get from your mainstream medicine doc, because they have a different agenda. You know, their agenda is, you know, doing the mammograms to find the cancer so they can start with their chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. There are other approaches, and more importantly, in my opinion, ways to reduce your risk. And that seminar at the Institute of Advanced Medicine starting at 7 p.m. The number to call to reserve a seat is 954-748-4991. Of course, the office is closed today. Keep that number in mind. Give them a call tomorrow. And we hope to see you there on Wednesday, 7 p.m. And just a reminder as well, we have a website for the office. It's drslavin.com. Give you information about what we do here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine that we've been doing for over 25 years. It's real important. I think it's gaining, well, let's say if people knew that this type of approach were available, they'd come to this type of doctor. But you can't find doctors that are going to practice this way, because that's not where their training comes from. Interesting report came out over the weekend regarding the VA hospitals. They said 300,000 veterans died waiting to be seen by the VA system. Now, is that a model for what Obamacare is going to turn into? You know, because I see that happening already, where they have a limited number of physicians on the panels. In other words, I had a patient in the other day who has Obamacare. They don't have a doctor. There are no doctors signed up for Obamacare. So what does that mean? They're not going to pay out of pocket until they get sick enough that they say, okay, I have to pay something. But think about all the other people that have insurance now with higher deductibles and higher copays. They're also going to avoid treatments. But the idea is to identify problems before they become serious. In other words, treat the abnormalities before you have symptoms, before those symptoms turn into a heart attack or cancer. After all, those are the main ones, or stroke or neurological diseases. If you wait for those things to happen, you've waited far too long. So the seminar on Wednesday will talk about that in the context of breast cancer. But, you know, it's all related. It's about being on top of how you're taking care of yourself. Because remember, mainstream medicine really doesn't take care of you. They take care of themselves through selling drugs and providing all these services. When I talk about taking care of yourself, it's really keeping you healthy and teaching you what you need to do. Because I know most of our listeners really work hard trying to stay as healthy as they can. Mm-hmm. Advanced Medical Testing Centers gives you access to the tests you need to get the feedback that you're doing the right thing, that you're not missing something. There was something else that came out over the radio recently. They were talking about a new study that came out regarding vitamin D and multiple sclerosis. Yeah, that information's been out a while. I mean, the people with the highest levels of vitamin D have a much lower risk of multiple sclerosis. The interesting thing is the talking medical heads on TV were saying, well, get out in the sun. That's going to make your vitamin D levels go up. Well, you know, we live in Florida. I check vitamin D levels on every patient that comes in. And despite nice tans on these people, vitamin D levels are low unless you're taking a supplement. So it's not an automatic that you think just because you're playing in the sun, playing tennis, golf, going to the beach, and you're exposed to the sun, your vitamin D levels are adequate. Have your levels tested. Ideally, you want to get up to around 80 or 90. The range is 30 to 100. You want to be up around 80 or 90. The other recommendation, especially coming into the flu season, is keep your levels high as well, because that's going to improve your chances of not getting sick with the flu. And if you do get sick, a study has shown that 150,000 units a day, 50,000 units three times a day for 4 days, shortens the course. Instead of resorting to the flu shots, we spoke about that last week, there is no evidence that the flu shots make a difference, especially in the years when they miss the strains of flu and they say, take it anyway, it might help. If you really want to help, don't take the flu shot. Take vitamin D and make sure your levels are optimal. We had a guest last week, if you recall, she took a flu shot. Never thought twice about it until she developed Guillain-Barré syndrome, you know, types of, you know, different degrees of paralysis, and really messed up her life, even to this day, although she's gradually making improvements. So you say, well, it's a very low incidence of those types of problems. But for her, it's 100%. You know, the incidence is 100%. So, and since we don't have a way of predicting who's going to be affected by it, think there are better approaches. In fact, there was another study that came out. They said the measles vaccine didn't use the right strain of the measles because most of the people in the last measles outbreak had been vaccinated. You know, so if you think about it, they want pharmaceutical industry wants 100% of the people to be vaccinated, not just for flu, but for every conceivable virus that they have a vaccine for. So imagine we have about 318 million people in the country, and multiply that by $10 for every shot. 318 million times 10, would that be like $3 billion, you know, a little over $3 billion?
You're definitely in a real high category.
Per injection, and if you have to take six different injections, you know, you're up to big numbers already. So you can see that. It's important for them to keep people convinced that getting these vaccinations is in their benefit. All I can tell you is recently I was in a hospital and saw half the nurses wearing masks. And I said, what's that all about? They said, those are the nurses that didn't want the flu shot for themselves. You know, so even the healthcare providers, even though the hospitals are mandating it, they can't force the nurses, and half of them don't want it. It's a real, to me, a real racket going on, because I remember admitting to a patient to a hospital, and before I even got to see the patient, they had come around and given the patient a flu shot and a pneumococcal vaccine shot, because I tell the patient, you need this, you know, otherwise you could die. Information and education is so important for your health, so you can make the right decisions. So just a reminder, the seminar is Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 210. Give them a call tomorrow, Wednesday, to reserve a seat. And their number is 954-748-4991. Of course, I'll be giving the seminar along with Janet Cimarelli. And I want to get back with our guest, Dr. Michael Aaron. We're talking about chiropractic. And one of the reasons I refer patients to him is I want his input in the regard of future hip or knee replacements, because I want to identify people at risk and reduce that risk. So how do you go about that?
Well, through examination procedures, when a patient first comes in to me, either through referral or other sources, I will hold a consultation, for which we don't charge, by the way. I don't charge for the consultation or for the exam. What we do in this office, Dr. Slavin, with your graces, is we charge for treatment, but not for the exam, not for the consultation. And with the information I get from that consult and from that exam, we'll order x-rays if they're necessary, and if not, we will go ahead and provide treatment based on what we found. But I will check ranges of motion. I will check whether or not that person is actually mechanically sound in their movement. We'll also check reflexes. We'll check neurologically. We'll check orthopedic tests as well, to find out how the joints are actually functioning. For hip replacements and things like that, there are very specific tests that we will perform to find out the functioning of that acetabular joint or that ball and socket joint in the pelvis. When the hip needs to be replaced, there is a diminishing and actually a complete loss sometimes of cartilage in that joint, and you will get a lot of rubbing, a lot of pain, a lot of discomfort, and extremely restricted movement, and that'll show up on the tests we see.
Now, a lot of people are taking glucosamine and chondroitin, MSM, you know, different formulas to help prevent this from happening. Mm-hmm. But you can take all the supplements in the world. If there's a malalignment somewhere, you're not
that
going to
will wear out faster.
You know. Examples I like to give is if your car tires are out of alignment, you can keep the pressure good. You keep buying new tires, but you're going to keep wearing them out faster.
Absolutely.
So alignment is very important in the car. It's very important in your joints. And one of the things I've observed when Dr. Mike does his evaluation, he looks at the length of the legs.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it, if one leg is longer than the other, that puts the whole body under added stress.
You know, in most cases, that's a very interesting point. In most cases, it's not actually that the leg is anatomically short or one grew longer than the other. Perhaps we can talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, the legs, when you measure them, they're not the same length. It's not because, like Dr. Mike said, one is longer than the other. There's been a shift in the
pelvis is rotated.
Right, the pelvis is rotated. When that's off, it throws everything off from your head down to your toes. Time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Our guest today is Dr. Michael Aaron. We'll be back right after this.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station. Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Our guest today is Dr. Michael Arendt. We've been talking about how to prevent the need for hip replacement surgery or knee replacement surgery, because at the end of the day, I think most people would be interested in that rather than being forced to have the surgery because there's no alternative left.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a personal note, my mom, 5 years before she passed, had double hip replacement surgery. And the recovery was so difficult for her. And, you know, God bless her, she lived to 87. But
so that's interesting. At 82, they did the surgery.
Yes, they did, when she was in her early 80s.
Was it worth it? I mean, do you find it improved the quality of her life?
Because it made her bedridden, and she never got out of bed for the last 5 years of her life. The recovery was too difficult.
And what's his name? Dick Schaap. Remember that name?
Yeah, sure. Sportscaster?
Sports
announcer, yeah.
Right. You know what he died from?
No.
An infection after hip replacement.
Really?
Yeah. He had one hip replacement done.
Wow.
Then he went in for the second one, had an infection. I had another patient, had a knee replacement. He never asked me about it. I don't know why. He was only about 50 years old and had a knee replacement. There was an infection. He was treated with antibiotics for over a year, and finally they had to amputate the leg.
Oh my.
So I'm not trying to scare people away from having these treatments. What I'm trying to do is get more and more people to not need the treatment with the proper...
Exactly. And of course, there are iatrogenics with everything.
Yeah, yeah.
There are many, many people that the hip replacements have helped.
Oh, for sure.
But,
yeah.
Of course, we see the ones that where it doesn't help, where it fails. And we're the ones who have to deal with the patients in pain and try to get them out of that scenario.
But what we're trying to do, I don't call it preventive care. I call it early intervention.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Instead of intervening when you need a hip replacement or a knee replacement, because that's mainstream medicine's approach.
Sure.
Where they give you non-steroidal anti-inflammatories so your joint is destroyed completely and you need the hip replacement. Let's correct the underlying cause for the excessive wear and tear so you don't have to resort to that surgery.
Absolutely.
And that's the theme of everything we do at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Let's lower the risk of cancer, of heart disease, of diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, you name it. The only things we can't prevent are accidents. And even there, we try to prevent them. For example, you know, accident-proof your home. You know, I tell patients, what causes hip fractures? It's not osteoporosis, it's
right.
Falls.
Right.
You know, make sure you don't have loose carpeting or things you can trip over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we take some responsibility and look out for these things, we can help ourselves a lot more than we're doing right now.
You know, as a comment you made before about the misalignment of the pelvic bones, one of the professional athletes, and I was very fortunate to treat many in my practice, but a gentleman by the name of Kurt Rambis, he used to play for the L.A. Lakers and then the Arizona Suns. He came to Charlotte when Charlotte got professional basketball, and he was a member of the Hornets. Kurt was sidelined on the bench for about 6 weeks with an eversion sprain to his right ankle. The orthopedic surgeon, who was the team physician, was not able to get him past a certain point, and Kurt was still on the bench. He came to me because he knew of me through my work with professional tennis players. And I had to treat him kind of on the QT because the orthopedic surgeon who was the medical physician, the team doc, would not let any other doctors treat them. So Kurt kind of came to me on my lunch hour on the QT. But I was able to recognize the fact that why did he have that eversion sprain? With all the jumping and twisting and performance effort that he had out on that court as a professional basketball player, what caused him to have that eversion sprain? Well, I diagnosed a misalignment in his pelvic bone. Once I got his pelvic bones to realign properly, and then I also adjusted his knee and his feet, I got him well in six visits. In six visits, he was off the bench and back playing again, which, of course, we had to keep quiet, but he thanked me by letting me take a picture with him. And a 6'7" guy and a 5'9" guy, that was a funny picture. But it's a misalignment in the pelvic bones that will lead almost like dominoes to things that happen up the spine and down into the extremities as well.
So if someone has that, they may not be necessarily in pain. So they could have it, be walking around with it and not even know it.
Absolutely. Symptoms are the last thing to appear in a condition and the first things to disappear in the condition. You can have an underlying condition for many, many years. And then like that story I told about the gentleman who just leaned over the sink to brush his teeth, you have a last straw episode, and that's when you think the thing happened. No, it's been brewing. It's been waiting for you to make a mistake.
All right, so that's why he's here seeing patients, because we're trying to, you know, keep people away from doctors as much as possible. I mean, right. I'm a doctor.
Doctors that only treat symptoms.
But, what I'm trying to do with patients is give them the information so they can make the correct decisions for themselves. Because when it comes down to treatments, even though doctors have lots of treatments for people, very few of them really work. What you really need is a patient, a healthy patient that's going to be able to heal themselves well, or better yet, not get sick in the first place.
I also think with the information that's available on the internet these days, which is vast, patients are now taking more responsibility in their healthcare, which I think is fabulous, because now patients are aware of all the different options. They don't just look for drugs or surgery as a solution. They are looking for preventive measures, and that's where we shine in our profession and where you shine in yours, doctor. I mean, I'm honored to be working here at your office with you. To be quite honest, when I decided to come out of retirement and just go into a semi-retirement mode, I looked for an ACAM doctor. I didn't want to work in anybody's office other than somebody who did things preventively and had therapies that actually worked. And I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's, I don't know, how depressing is it when you go to a doctor's office? Because the patients, I get feedback from patients that go to other doctors. The doctor spent 5 minutes with them, just enough time to write out a prescription, and exactly, doing absolutely nothing to explain why they get sick, nothing to put them on the road to recovery, just a drug to cover up a symptom.
Yes.
Now, hopefully and luckily, in most cases, patients will get better on their own. But there are a lot of patients that continue to get worse and worse with that treatment.
Right. What just you look, help a patient do is get in the game so much earlier and avoid problems later on.
I mean, just look how crowded the hospitals are. Mm-hmm. You know, we had mentioned this on the radio. The nurses at the local hospital say they never see my patients. I see. You know, they don't get sick unless they fall and hurt themselves.
Right.
It doesn't take much to stay healthy, but if you stay on top of it, you can. But when these doctors are just checking patients once a year, they're not going to be able to keep people out of the hospital. But frankly, they don't want to keep people out of the hospital. Half their income comes from seeing patients in the hospital.
Right.
So their incentive is, you know, not to watch people too closely. But on the flip side of that, HMO doctors, they also keep people out of the hospital, but for the wrong reason. They keep people out of hospital because it comes out of their pocket.
Right, postpones treatment.
Exactly, postpone treatment. So it may be that you need hospitalization, but they delay it. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to disparage all HMO doctors, but I think that's just human nature. If you get paid in advance to take care of people.
Have you ever explained to your listeners what capitation rates are and how they get paid?
Well, I have, but the doctors will get paid in advance to take care of you. If they don't spend any money on you, they keep it all. But if they have to put you in a hospital, write prescriptions, order tests, they don't do it as much as I think they should be done. To me, that's a conflict of interest.
Yes, it is.
And yet, the establishment doesn't see it that way. But this is the trend towards healthcare in this country, is the HMO model, is to pay doctors in advance. The level of healthcare is going to decline even more than it's declined over recent years. And it's just that much more important to have an educated, enlightened healthcare consumer, because to stay healthy, you don't need a doctor to stay healthy. You need to know what you're doing to undermine your own health so that, bad things don't happen. We just have a couple minutes left to the show, so I want to pass along a few reminders again. Advanced Medical Testing Centers are our sponsors, so it would be appreciated to keep us on the air. I enjoy doing the radio show as well as Janet. If you try and utilize them to draw your blood. Their number is 754-216-2332. I'm giving a seminar over at the Institute of Advanced Medicine this Wednesday, starting at 7 p.m. Everything you need to know about breast cancer, basically. And that'll start at 7 p.m. The number for the office is 954-748-4991. And that's to reserve a seat. We'd just like to know how many seats to put out. And let's see what else. NaturalDocRadio.com. You can go to that website and see all these programs. They've been archived. And DrSlavin.com, DrSlavin.com is the website for Institute of Advanced Medicine. And AMTCenters.com is the website for Advanced Medical Testing Centers. So you can get an idea of what they're doing there. It's really an impressive office they've opened up in order to give people access to all these tests that they normally wouldn't have access to. I'd like to thank my guest today, Dr. Michael Arendt. I think we'll have him back on the program in the near future. And I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.